The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken to the head of the Red Cross in the region, asking for help to provide food and medical aid to Israelis who are being held hostage by Hamas. Videos of emaciated hostages filmed by their captors in Gaza were released over the weekend and have been widely condemned. Hugo Bashega is the BBC's Middle East correspondent in Jerusalem, and he told us more about the videos.
This has caused a lot of anger, you know, very strong reaction in Israel, not only by the authorities, but obviously from the families of the hostages, including the relatives of Rom Braslavsky and Yevitar David, who were seen in a very difficult situation, both of them emaciated. Yevitar David was seen digging a grave inside a tunnel. He said he believed that this was going to be his own grave because of his condition. And relatives of the hostages are saying that they believe that they only have days left if there is no improvement in their condition. So there have been protests in recent days. Again, a very strong reaction from the authorities, from the families of the hostages, saying that Hamas is deliberately starving the hostages. Now, there have been calls for the Red Cross to enter Gaza to provide, medicine and food for the hostages. Hamas said it was open to the idea of accepting a delegation from the Red Cross. But again, what Hamas is saying is that, the hostages are eating what Palestinians in Gaza are eating. So again, emphasizing the message that Palestinians are starving, that there is a hunger crisis in Gaza. And we've seen, some dramatic, images of emaciated children, heard accounts of Palestinians starving to death amid this hunger crisis in Gaza that many blame on Israeli policies, the restrictions on entry and delivery of basic supplies that had been imposed by the Israeli authorities. The Israeli government rejects these accusations, but this is, the reality in Gaza right now, a very dire, catastrophic situation there because of this humanitarian crisis. And now these videos that have been released by Hamas, by Islamic Jihad, causing, commotion and an angry reaction in Israel.
And is it thought, Hugo, that that is the very reason why Hamas released those videos, to reinforce that point?
I think, a lot of people, believe that this is a way, to put pressure on Israeli authorities. We know that, recent negotiations have essentially collapsed without any kind of deal. I think there is no hope at the moment for a ceasefire and hostage release deal. So it is part of the strategy by Hamas to release those videos to put pressure on the Israeli authorities. I think what is very interesting is that those videos were released as Steve Witkoff, President Trump's envoy, was in the region. He was in Israel, and obviously he also went to Gaza to visit one of those distribution hubs of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. But I think, perhaps it's not a coincidence that those videos were released as Mr. Witkoff was visiting Israel, because there had been, conversations between the Americans and the Israelis. And essentially, it seems that they agree that the current approach in these negotiations has failed, and which is this kind of phased approach for the release of the hostages, which, by the way, was something that, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came up with. So I think the idea now is to come up with a plan. And I think, Steve Witkoff, when meeting the families of the hostages, he said there is a new idea, being discussed, a new plan that would see all hostages being freed, and that would also lead to the end of the war. Again, it is very, very difficult to see how this is going to be accepted in Israel, especially because of those hardline members of the Prime Minister's governing coalition. They have been threatening to quit the government if there is any kind of deal with Hamas. And that obviously could lead to the end of the Prime Minister's coalition. And this has been a long, this has been an accusation by the relatives of the hostages, who have been saying that the Prime Minister is not really interested in ending the war because he's more interested in guaranteeing the survival of his governing coalition.
And there are reports this morning that the Israeli government, namely Benjamin Netanyahu, wants to further escalate the attacks in Gaza. And again, how would that help release the hostages?
Well, I think a lot of people will say that, this is a strategy that has failed. Military pressure has not resulted in the release of the hostages. And I think this is perhaps a misunderstanding of the situation. And, the newspapers in Israel this morning, all of them have, scathing reaction to not only, angry reaction to the videos, but also scathing reaction to the ideas that have been, circulated in terms of what the Prime Minister is planning to do. I think, for a lot of people, it is very clear that the war, lacks any kind of objective at the moment. The Prime Minister continues to talk about total victory. I mean, this is going to be impossible to be achieved. I mean, Hamas, as an organized military group, has already been defeated. And what a lot of people say is that, look, it is time for the war to end, and it is time to have a deal, to have all hostages freed, and that military pressure is not going to lead to the release of the hostages. So I think tomorrow there will be a meeting of the cabinet to discuss the next steps in the war. And I think, the Prime Minister has been repeating this position that he believes that military pressure is going to be the way to release the hostages. But a lot of people say, well, look at what's happened so far. It hasn't really worked.
And what is the aid situation like? Is that so-called corridor that Israel agreed to open last week, is that still operating? Are there still trucks coming in all the while Israeli bombardment of Gaza continuing?
Yeah, so we've seen that there has been an increase in the number of lorries being allowed into Gaza. But again, the United Nations aid agencies say that it is not enough. They say that they need around 500, 600 lorries a day with basic supplies to try to alleviate the situation in Gaza. And they say that some days, not even 100 lorries with supplies are getting in, which shows how difficult the situation is. And the accounts that we're getting in Gaza suggest that this, hunger crisis is spreading. And, yesterday, the health minister in Gaza reported 6 more deaths from starvation and malnutrition, which again underscores the catastrophic situation in the territory. More airdrops happened yesterday. But again, what aid agencies are saying is that, well, look, this is not going to be enough to alleviate the crisis. What is needed is for the restrictions on the entry of lorries to be lifted and for Gaza to be flooded with humanitarian supplies to really, reach those, people, in parts of the territory who really need, help and humanitarian assistance.
And that was the BBC's Hugo Bashaga talking to us this morning from Jerusalem.